This is Walking the Sissy Part 2. You know, every sissy needs to have sissy slut training. I have that exact big dildo that haunts your sissy mind tucked away, along with my strap-on, so I can take full advantage of my sissy deep in the forest. I know this forest like the back of my hand, as it belongs to a friend of mine. We both go what we like to call sissy hunting. It's sort of like hide-and-go-seek, except the idea is to catch the sissy. Now, what do we do when we catch the sissy? Well, that, I suppose, is self-evident. Sometimes we take turns with our strap-ons on the poor little sissy. Sometimes we play switch the sissy. This is where we take turns on the opposite sissy that we are not used to playing with. It's even more torture when the other mistress's sissy is not played with at all and is instead forced to just watch. You know, sissies hate to have to watch their mistress play with another sissy. Much like a jealous girlfriend or wife, a sissy will get just as agitated and perturbed watching this behavior. Anne will usually resort to whining or crying when I'm playing with another sissy. She will beg nonstop, claiming to suck the biggest penis for me I could find if I would just play with her instead. She would scream that she promises to make the best dinner ever if she would just suck on my strap-on. She would even make declarations of love to me, stating I am the best femdom in the world, and would lick my ass for hours. Blah, blah, blah. Please, Miss Simone, just play with me. Aww. Does that sound familiar to you at all? Stay tuned tomorrow for part 3. I'll talk to you soon, sweetheart.